next 10 minutes there, Dave.
Look, yesterday we had Sue Willits from the Action Group to save the Memorial Pool in Mackay. You know, there's the possibility it could be redeveloped, closed down and redeveloped. So, Greg Williamson, the Mackay Mayor, we invited him in. Mate, what is going on with the Memorial Pool?
Mm. Well, the Memorial Pool, of course, is part of our whole aquatic strategy. What council did was appoint a consultant to come out and have a look at what we should do in our region in terms of aquatic strategy.
Yeah.
That's pools and splash pads and lap pools and all of that sort of thing. Now, we appointed a very well-known consultant. And we didn't tell them what they had to come up with. We told them they had to go out and consult.
Sure.
And part of what they did when consulting, and then they reported back to council, which it hasn't come to council yet, but part of the recommendation was that, you know, the memorial pool be closed.
Yeah.
Now, that was a recommendation from the consultant. Council has not made a decision. But to make the decision, we have a whole range of tools at our disposal. And one of them, of course, is community consultation. And I applaud the Save the Memorial Pool Action Group. Some of their tactics have been a little bit on the other side. But look, all the council has to do is look at what is needed in this district, in the whole district. Mm. And we have, 7,600 square kilometres, 41 communities of interest. We have a lot of people sort of that are interested in what happens, not the least of which the 25,000 people who live in the Northern Beaches suburbs who do not have any aquatic facilities.
Mm.
So council's got to make that sort of decision. And I've got to say, no decision has been made. We've just spent $50,000 repairing the heater at the Memorial Pool. We're probably going to go and paint, do all the line marking again, because it does look a bit tired. And so that's the pool that we inherited. So just because a consultant has said their recommendation is close the pool and build something in the north side, for instance, it doesn't mean to say that council is going to do that. We have not made the decision.
Well, right. That's good to hear. I mean, I'll be honest with you. It's still a war memorial.
Yeah, well, and the war memorial issue is a very, very important thing as well. I don't think we should get too hung up on the fact that the war memorial is there. Least of all me. I'm the last person, with my semi-military history going back a very long time, would want to do anything to desecrate a memorial. So, but you can do things to save memorials.
Mm.
The cenotaph in Mackay, the cenotaph which has all the names of the First World War soldiers that we use as the centre point for Anzac Day, that's been moved four times in its life here in Mackay. So let's not get too hung up on the fact that, this is a sacred site and you can't do anything. I've never been to a service, a memorial service for the war at the pool. But that having been said, what is there in terms of the memorial and the structure, that's very, very historic in our district for Mackay. And so all of those sorts of things will be talked about when it comes to council. I don't think it'll come to council for quite a number of weeks yet, because there's a lot of information that's been asked by a lot of different people, including councillors, about the numbers and what are we going to do in the north side and what are the costs associated with it. And so those
figures thrown around like $350,000 a year. Is that like a
That's not being thrown around. Belgravia were appointed last year to run our pools.
Yep.
They run the Ark. They run Memorial Pool. Pioneer, so they're a very, very good company. The cost is in our minutes. It's a public document. So it's about $345,000 a year.
Yep.
That's what they tendered. That's the cost.
So the big question is, when will that decision? And I know you said it will go to council in a few weeks. When can we hear of a decision on this?
Well, I think one of the first council meetings in May, by the looks of it.
Yeah.
But by the time we get all the information, and there's a lot of information being requested, including by the Action Group and by councillors and by a number of other people who incidentally on the other side saying shut it down, spend the money in the Northern Beaches. Mm. So that's where council is at the moment.
Yeah, right. All right.
It's a hard job being a councillor. That's for sure.
I don't envy you at all.
It's not a hard job. It's really just doing the best thing for the community.
Yeah.
And that's what everybody wants to do.
Mm.
And there's no doubt that a swimming centre in the centre of the city, but whether it has to look like the memorial pool or whether it's a splash pad and a lap pool or, there could be a number of outcomes in that memorial pool site. Or, you know, we could spend a lot of money in the Northern Beaches and put an aquatic facility in the Northern Beaches. We don't have an endless bucket of money, and we're playing with ratepayers' money every time.
What, so, you don't have a cash tree somewhere, Greg?
Yeah, no, that's a real surprise, isn't it? So, you know, most people think we do, that council should fix it. Well, you know, it costs money, everything. So, and that's what we weigh up as well. It's really just how you're going to get the best bang for the buck for ratepayers' dollars.
We'll shove a hot tub in there and I'll be there.
I die and encourage him. Will you come back on the show when you've made a decision and let us know, Greg?
Absolutely, Well, it'll be, you know, we make all our decisions in the public arena and things like that. So it'll be well known. But it'll be a considered decision. And that's what, you know, there's a number of councillors who've come out already and said, you know, they don't want to shut it. That's fine. But a lot of the other councillors have said, well, we need a lot more information
before we can make a decision.
That's what's happening right now.
Well, it's always good to see you. Thanks for jumping in the studio and clarifying that for us this morning, Greg. It's always good to see you. Thank you,
thanks, guys. Thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Taylor in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll get to her next here at Triple M.